Wildlife advocates are pushing back on a bill in Congress that would remove federal wilderness protections from some Montana land. There are currently 44 so-called wilderness study areas, making up 1 million acres of Montana's wildest prairies, river breaks, deep forests, and mountain peaks in all corners of the state. Experts agree they provide unparalleled wildlife habitat, clean air, and water. But Senate Bill 2216, sponsored by Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines, would remove 100,000 acres from the study areas, including Hoodoo Mountain, Whales Creek, and the Middle Fork of the Judith River. Gail Jocelyn, who worked for 33 years as a Montana wildlife biologist, calls it a move in the wrong direction.
These areas would be released to mining, to timber harvest, to recreational development.
A 2022 voter survey found only 6% of Montanans support eliminating protections from the study areas. Daines and other supporters of what's been dubbed the Montana Sportsman Conservation Act counter that the study areas are restrictive and that they could be better managed to mitigate wildfire risk and increase public access. The wilderness areas are open to recreational users, but not to motorized vehicles. This bill would change that. It's a slimmed-down version of a measure Daines introduced in 2017 that would have removed protections from 500,000 acres, but was defeated. Jocelyn says Montana residents are unanimous in their support for public lands for many reasons, not the least of which, she says, is that they're disappearing.
They are simply not making wild country anymore. So every acre we lose is a loss for wildlife and for really wildland, scenic, and spiritual opportunities for people.
Polls also show close to 3/4 of Montanans want to maintain or increase environmental protections and see development as a serious threat. Critics of the bill say Daines sidestepped input from the public and from federal environmental officials. SB 2216 awaits action in the full Senate. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.